Brother Tony emphasized a lot through Scripture that the gift of a minister was a gift. Now, where did Brother Tony say that it came from? He emphasized that it was a good gift. He said it came from God. Over in James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." I tell you, one of our problems today, when I say our, I mean people. I mean us old humans that are sinners by nature. I tell you, I don't like people picking on old Baptists, but I'm going to tell you what, we're all sinners, aren't we? And I'm not here to pick on old Baptists. I'm here to pick on sinners. And one of the things that we as sinners take for granted is everything good that we got, where'd it come from? God. A minister being called to preach to God's church. Where did that come from? God. You realize that just said, you folks who have a home church that you believe your minister is called of God, God gave that to you. Every time you hear the gospel preached and you get, as what my old Arkansas friend Brother Steve Wood says, those Holy Ghost goosebumps when you hear about how that you deserve hell and how Jesus Christ, the just for the unjust, is that not just whammy you up inside? The just for the unjust? Think about somebody who you don't like very much. You know, we're supposed to love everybody, right? Sometimes, we'll admit, we ain't supposed to like them all, you know. But you think about that person at work that you just want to lay hands suddenly on a man. I mean, I know that's not what that verse teaches, but you just feel like that, you know? But you pray, and you know every time you see them, and they're saying stuff about you. Or you think about people out there who are going against God and saying that against God is the right way. And you think about people out there who are doing horrible things that I wouldn't even want to mention from behind the pulpit. That's the unjust. Would you die for those people? Jesus did. I'm going to tell you, whenever you think about that, ooh, that's good stuff. And where would you be in your life? Because don't we feel to be sinners this evening? Where would we be? It says, look upon Jesus, not the little boy, right? But we all do that. But you know what? Our attention needs to be upon the Lord. Because you know what this is? This is His church. And you know what the church of God is called over in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 16? The Lord, our righteousness. He is our righteousness. See, the reason that we are going to be in heaven one day is because of what the Lord did for us. And think about us that feel to be sinners. How many of you, whenever I'm going to tell you what made me realize that the Bible was the true Word of God. I was searching and searching and searching. I didn't start reading the Bible until I was 21. And I was searching for a period of my life. And I was reading, I was reading, I was reading. And one night I read Romans chapter 7. And Paul says, those things that I hate, I'm paraphrasing here, I do them anyway. And he says, those things that I try to do right, I just don't get it done right. Do y'all have that experience in your life? Do you feel to be a sinner who's trying to do better? I tell you, and then if you hear the gospel that, or the ungospel, I'll put it, the anti-gospel, because what's the gospel? Good news, right? If you hear the anti-gospel, that the way you get to heaven, the way you get yourself out of hell, the way you spend eternity in glory is by not sinning anymore. By getting yourself right with God. By cleaning this old sinner up. I tell you, whenever you hear that anti-good news, that bad news, how would you feel if you thought this evening the way you were going to heaven was because of what you did and your hope had to be rested in what you did? How would you feel about your eternal destiny one day? Would you be real happy about it? But I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, we have been given the gift of the Scriptures to know that Jesus Christ has died for us. Do we thank God for that? See, do we thank God for the gifts that preach to us on Sundays and on these meetings? Do we realize that every time somebody preaches the gospel and you're made to be a sinner saved by grace and you feel the Spirit warmed up in your heart, that over in Peter says the Holy Ghost, that the gospel was preached to you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven? You know what that means? God came from heaven and intermingled with the gospel and it touched your heart. Do you realize that every time that we hear the gospel preached, and it's really preached, that is a gift from God? Oh. You know what the last verse in Ezekiel says? It talks about a city there. And I believe it's a picture of the church. And you know what that last verse says about that city? The Lord is there. I tell you, that's a beautiful thing about the church of God. The Lord is there. I know I get scattered so much. I planned on preaching on something else. So the Lord bless Brother Tony. And my mind just got stirred this way. And I'll try to follow the Spirit. But the thing that us sinners have a hard time with is not taking things for granted. Not realizing how important things are. And it irritates me as a minister of God that I feel called to be, and as a child of God that I feel to be in my bosom, to know the blessing of the church that God has given us, that He has said, this is what this place is going to be called. The Lord is there, and we don't emphasize how important that is. I tell you, you hear people in the world and you hear some of us talking sometimes about how important the church is and it doesn't sound real important. I tell you, brothers and sisters, do we not need God in our lives? Do we not need a place that we're able to say when we go there doing what we're supposed to be doing, when we worship the Lord in spirit and truth, He's there. I tell you, I was looking forward to seeing Brother Wynn and Sister Laura and all the other folks I've met here in Georgia. Brother Tracy, I love the way he talks, you know. I really do. I was looking forward to all that. But you know, if we just gathered here today or tonight and we just went through the motions and the Lord wasn't here, I wouldn't want to come back. I mean, if I knew that was going to happen on a routine basis, I love you, but we can meet somewhere else. But I'm going to tell you what, the Lord's here. Do we say, thank you, Lord? You gave us that. You came down from heaven. And you know what? That old country boy from Louisiana, now he's in Indiana, he's so confused. You know, I was able to understand him. Even though he said ain't and y'all and all this good stuff, I got the message. In that old gunsmith over there, that guy makes guns for a living over there in Mississippi. You know what? He talked like a Mississippi fella, but it's still, my heart burned within me. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I don't quite understand why, but whenever that man talked about how good God was, whenever we sung those beautiful songs, and it made me want to be a better person, I thank you for that. Do we thank God for the gifts that He has given us? I tell you, brothers and sisters, we need to represent the Church of Christ as the Church of Christ. We need to represent it as a place where the Lord is there. You know what? I remember seeing a baptism one time. And, you know, nobody's ever told me you need to speak up, Brother Danny. You know, I've just never heard that. But, I remember seeing a baptism one time, and I had never had this experience before. And the minister took the brother down in the water, and then the brother came up out of the water, and right there, just like that, I seen the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. I seen the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I said, hallelujah. I mean, Just one. Just one. Can you imagine? I mean, he tells us about that one unit. I tell you, Brother Tony's right. No, I've preached to one before. And I preached for like an hour. And I got down over an hour probably. I said, Sister Cotain, I apologize. She said, Brother Danny, you just gonna should have kept on going. You know, we sat on the pew and we sang a duet together. But we were in the house of God. Because there was two of us. I know people a lot of times go to Matthew 18 and say, oh, that's talking about church this one. But it says anytime, brothers and sisters. Yes, that's talking about church this one. But anytime two or three are met together in the Lord's name, there He is in the midst. I tell you what, the Lord was with us in the midst. And we got a lot more than two or three here tonight. And we need to thank the Lord for the times we get to meet together. And we're able to say, God was there. God was there. You know how happy that brother was whenever he heard the gospel preached and he got to follow his Lord, his Master, his Savior and in the water baptism? He went on his way, went to McDonald's, got him a bite to eat. He went on his way like he always did. No, brothers and sisters, he went on his way what? Rejoicing. I tell you what, if we believe we're saved by grace, you know what we need to be doing? Going on our ways rejoicing. I tell you, there's a verse over in Acts, I can't get it quite right, and it just shows me how my memory is. I used to text it to Brother Wynn all the time, but it says that this brother was astonished at the doctrine. I'm going to tell you, us ministers and us believers in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whenever we present the good news to people, we need to do it in a way that shows that we're astonished by the doctrine of the just for the unjust. Let me go two places and I'll sit down. Like I said, I meant to preach on something else, but thank the Lord we learn in our lives to follow the Lord and not ourselves. Go to Psalms 48 and then we'll go to Isaiah 12. And we'll in our time here. Psalms 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Amen. This is the city of our God, and the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. You know what that just said? Mount Zion is told to us over in Hebrews chapter 12, that Mount Zion is the church of Jesus Christ. And in the second verse of Psalms 48, it says, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. Who wants joy in their life? Come to the church of Jesus Christ. Who needs beautiful in all situations? It says, beautiful for situation. Let me tell you what. You rich? Church is beautiful. You poor, the church is beautiful. You black, the church is beautiful. You're white, the church is beautiful. Whatever situation you're in, and you're in the house, and you're in the church of Jesus Christ, I'm going to tell you, the church is beautiful. Because it's the joy of the whole earth. How many times, you know, that song we sing, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it. You know, another song we sing, why would we roam from this dear, peaceful home? How many times do we go other places thinking we're going to get satisfied there? I tell you what, what we walk out with in the house of God is that spiritual food that every child of God needs. You know why Brother Danny, back whenever he moved up to Indiana a couple years ago, weighed 550 pounds? Because he was using food as a Holy Ghost supplement. Do you ever get depressed sometimes? And you don't go to the Lord like we should? You ever get tired sometimes? And you don't go to the Lord which told you He's your rest like you should? You ever have times where you just need peace and you don't go to the Lord like you should? You know where that got me? Way overweight, because I went to Popeye's. I went to McDonald's. And I'm going to tell you, that really didn't comfort me. It just made me want more, and it never satisfied me. But whenever I go to the Lord, and I say, Lord, I need You. When I go into His book, and I read, and I learn about Him, and I find rest. I tell you, we need that. And we need the church of God to remind us, keep looking to the Lord. Keep going to the Lord. Keep praying to the Lord. I tell you, I'm not trying to minimize the church when I say this, but in a way, it's like a pep rally. It's like a support group. I know it's much more than that. Don't think that Brother Ennis said the church is just a support group. That's all it is. That ain't what I'm saying. But we do support one another. We do weep when you weep. We do rejoice when you rejoice. Or if we don't, we should, shouldn't we? I tell you, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. And I agree with Brother Tony. This ordination tomorrow is not about Brother Wynn. But I tell you what, I sure am thankful, Brother Wynn. And I rejoice with the church of God. The fact that the Lord has set him apart. The Lord has done a work in his life. The church that I try to pastor. About to get your laundry out there, Brother Wynn. They remember a long-haired, earring-wearing fella. They don't remember anybody that resembled the minister of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But you know what? That's what the Lord does. That's what the Lord does. All glory goes to the Lord. I was going to go to Isaiah 12, but we're not going to go there. But brothers and sisters, let us appreciate what God has given us. Let us thank the Lord for His church. Let us thank the Lord for each other. Let us thank the Lord for the truth. But most of all, let us thank the Lord for dying for us. That one day, as that fifth verse in the Come Thou Fount, oh, that day, free from sinning. I mean, isn't that wonderful to think about that? I'm never going to sin again. There's going to be a day where I'm never going to have to deal with sins. I'm going to be looking at my Savior and be fashioned unto like unto Him. I tell you, let us thank God for that. Thank you for your time, attention, time. God bless you.